and another episode from the Open Science Barcamp. With me is Alexander Struck. We just had a session about finding and publishing research software via repositories, Alexander, you moderated this very interesting and fruitful session. Maybe we can start a little bit with your background. Who are you and why have you started the session?
I'm the head of IT in a so-called cluster of excellence, and I consult with many research projects on how to find, use, maybe maintain, and publish software. And I see many obstacles in this area, and that's why I wanted to get feedback from the audience.
Mm-hmm. As you talk about obstacles, what issues do you face in your daily work life regarding that?
Software is developed over and over again because people either do not know that such software exists, or they ignore similar software because they need to have this tiny little feature that they just start developing software from scratch again.
Mm-hmm. And you organize the session by posing different questions. So, for example, how is research software organized and recognized? And we saw that the different members here in the session had different experiences with all that. Maybe can wrap this up quickly. What are your main finding that you would take out of the session now?
Research software and its development is only slowly but steadily recognized as a research result and as a valuable activity during research, and we need to push for more recognition in this area clearly.
Another thing, and this is also part of your title, is findability, right? It is still an issue finding software. So what was the conclusion here?
The social network is obviously more important than I thought. Google is the main search engine here, and GitHub as the largest repository is the go-to place when one is looking for software that could be used in different disciplines.
It was also RE3 data was sometimes mentioned. What is the take on that?
It is almost unusable because people expect to search for, let's say, solutions to their problem and not for repositories that may hold software. But the way RE3 data is set up at the moment and information retrieval is enabled there does not really help, and so no one seems to really use it.
This is also, by the way, my personal experience with this. I usually use Google, as you mentioned, and then I have a look at this, and this is actually the next point, right? The evaluation. So once you found now a piece of software that might solve your problem, evaluation of that is still required. What was the result here? What was the discussion about in this part?
Evaluation is hard and very time-consuming, and some people just skip it and just use the next best tool. Other more responsible people may indeed install software, and if it's easily, let's say, installable, that's a plus for the software. But the long-term goal would be an executable environment as a service for researchers, which I think one or two projects are already working on, so that either a GitHub repository would be pulled into a container and then made available to the group via browser interface to play with and to upload some data.
I can absolutely confirm that this would be really great to have. What do you think? What are the steps now? So we have now a rough understanding that search still is not as good as it could be, that also evaluation is definitely an issue. What steps are needed to take to get us to a better place, let's say, in research regarding research software? What would be your strategy here? What can we do actually now? It's tough, I know.
It's tough. I don't have solutions, but I want to work on recognition and, of course, publishing. I do have resources to play with some environments like containers, and we have a plan to experiment with executable environments, but that's a long-term goal. Otherwise, I think networking is one of the most important, let's say, activities. Ask your researchers what they use and ask different disciplines if they have similar use cases and how they evaluate their software.
And we saw this, that despite the fact that people came from rather different backgrounds, that all facing the same problem, some are maybe a little bit advanced, but still there's no general solution for everything. So I think this was a very helpful and very insightful session, and I think it's what you just said, right? Connecting, this was part of it. We have to connect and work on this together and see where to go to. Any final comments, questions, suggestions from your side?
Keep up the good work with the Open Science Radio.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your time. And, well, see you around. Bye.
Bye.